Blog Talk Radio.
Well, son, I tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it and splinters, and boards torn up, and places with no carpet on the floor, bare. But all the time, I's been a-climbing on, and reaching ladders, and turning corners, sometimes going in the dark, where there ain't been no light. So boy, don't you turn back. Don't you set on the steps, 'cause you find it's kind of hard. Don't you fall now, for I still going, honey. I still climbing, and life for me ain't been no crystal stair.
This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and you're listening to Talk Straight. This is a radio format by which Building Families and Communities, Missions Incorporated, and our research institute will share a message nationally. Today's show is geared toward information about our traveling seminar and lecture series. It will air again on November the 29th, Tuesday, November the 29th, and anyone can listen to the show at any time. It will air again at this hour, at the 11 o'clock hour Central Standard Time. And we ask that you go and share it with your friends and families so they can learn about our efforts and support our cause. But let me say happy Thanksgiving to each of you. For the next about 27 minutes or so, I will share with you our background and the seminar and lecture series. Let me ask you briefly to follow me to our webpage at www.bfcinstitute.com. That's bfcinstitute.com. As you go to that web page, you will find our key tabs there. And I'm going to ask you to follow me to the Educational Initiatives, the third tab to the right. And then you'll see highlighted several other tabs below it. For our purposes today, we're going to go to the Traveling Seminar Lecture. Click on that. And as you click on that, you'll come to a page that says Traveling Seminar Lecture. We're going to turn off the video there. At your leisure, you may go back to it. And let's go now and turn our attention to the seminar syllabus. And that will be the basis of our presentation today. As you open that syllabus, you should find on its first page, the introduction page. It reads, "You shall know the truth. What is the biggest threat to African American males? Powerful community forum for parents who are fearful and doubtful of their son's safety in America." If we'll scroll down with me, I will go through basically the syllabus briefly, and should we have any callers, we will entertain them. don't necessarily expect we do, but you're welcome to call. And if you'd like to call, that number is 657-383-0944. Again, 657-383-0944. All right. Building Families and Communities Institute, as I mentioned earlier, is the research arm of the nonprofit, presents a historical seminar on the progression of African-American male hostility. The seminar description is as follows. On December 18, 1865, United States Congress ratifies the 13th Amendment of the Constitution. This made slavery illegal throughout the country. By December 18, 2015, 150 years later, recent protests that continue today around the nation suggest that many African Americans still feel restricted from the American promise of freedom. This powerful lecture, Progression of African American Male Hostility, Five Generations of Struggle, 1865 to 2015, offers an anthropological explanation for why many African Americans do not feel free and subsequently become at risk to incarceration, gang violence, untimely death, and other social ills. Seminar participants will learn about various social classifications of the American subgroup commonly known today as African Americans, be presented with an ethnic profile for each generational era, beginning 1865 up to 2015, presented with historical case studies of each generational era, and presented with an anthropological commentary on each of the eras. Seminar seminar goals are as follows. Let's look at the objectives briefly. Seminar course objectives. Seminar participants will receive historical examples of both accomplishments and failures on part of African American males beginning 1865 through 2015. They will identify the root cause of social frustrations that have been manifested through social conflicts of various kinds in America over the past 150 years. Be guided through a process of self-reflection that can be translated into a formula for reducing street violence, gang activities, and criminal behaviors in general. Now, it's important that we understand that conversation is great and is much needed, but what is more important is action. And so what we aim to do with this series is to teach individuals and their communities within their neighborhoods how to take the information that we bring and put it to work, to use, so that it can, again, reduce the incidence of young men in particular being victims of gang violence, street activities, and criminal behaviors as a whole. All right? Now let's look. The goals are to proffer dialogue and communication, though, within each of those communities and to ensure that those young men and their families and community groups, specifically grassroots level organizations, have a research basis for action. That's what we find to be most important. All right, so let's look at some of the activities that we will engage in for the seminar lecture. And again, let me emphasize that we have 10 cities targeted that we're bringing it to, and I'll give those cities in just a minute. But I want, what's most important is I want you to know that when we come to the city, again, the intent is not just to bring a powerful lecture and information, but to leave each of those groups with the strategies necessary and the support to implement those strategies. So the historical lecture, there are three key activities for the seminar. There's a historical lecture. In a 45-minute lecture, the progression of African-American male hostility, five generations of struggle, 1865 to 2015, it will offer an anthropological explanation for the progression of maladaptive behavior presently manifested in society on part of many African-American males. The goal is to change behavior. Self-reflective activities. On this level, participants are encouraged to reflect on the nature of urban challenges confronted by at-risk African-American male youth today. These are what we refer to as triggers to certain behaviors that lead to incarceration and violence and, unfortunately, death. Via group discussion and interactive activities, they will construct strategies for appropriate family-centered interventions. Often, the family is a missing piece in the support for these young men, so we want to educate them and families as to how they can work and support one another in tandem. Then lastly, the third activity is neighborhood-centered solutions. This is key to our whole process. On this level, participants will engage in a reflective process, which allows them to examine risk factors that put African-American males at risk. They will further extend on the knowledge gained through their interactive reflective process in the seminar by constructing a family neighborhood-centered plan for redirecting at-risk males in a pro-social direction. In other words, based on what we learn from one another, we will learn how to help one another. Let's talk about some of the topics of discussions in the seminar to be covered. Group topics of discussion are designed to facilitate thoughtful considerations for adjustment in social identity and expressions. They include, but are not limited to, identity as a African-American versus black man and or Negro. What determines the value of a person's life? Examples of social, economic, and political African-American accomplishments since the emancipation period. Cause of violence among African-Americans, often referred to as black-on-black crime. And lastly, ethnic definition of manhood, which perhaps is one of the most misunderstood concepts, particularly in the collective African-American community. Now, the seminar learning materials include a complimentary historical lecture flip booklet. Booklet has 119 case studies, in other words, historical events involving African-American men that are connected to where we are today, beginning in 1865 with the emancipation. And it brings us up to 2014 with the Ferguson effect of Ferguson, Missouri. And it helps explain how young people and old got to that point where in 2014, you had so much friction and frustration that imploded seemingly overnight. But we would argue that this has been festering for decades. Then there is the complimentary DVD of the lecture itself, which is fully narrated by yours truly and accompanied by didactic audiovisual graphics to help you fully understand. So those that may have literary challenges still be able to get the full thrust of knowledge and information and share it with your family and friends. Now, having said that, let me share with you basically what the model that we will use in each of the cities that we just discussed. And I want to focus on specifically the cities first themselves, the 10 cities that we have identified. In the Midwestern region, now this is to say this is not to say this is the only place we want to go. Again, these are our pilot cities. In the Midwest region, we want to target Chicago. We are targeting, rather, Chicago, Illinois, St. Louis, Missouri, Indianapolis, Indiana, Detroit, Michigan, and their surrounding areas or relatively connected areas. In the southern region, we're looking at Memphis, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama, Columbus, Mississippi. Now, we've just recently picked up the Charlotte-Mecklenburg area, and one of our guests on the future shows will in December will be from that area. Then the Gulf Coast region, we're looking at Houston, Texas, New Orleans, Louisiana, and Miami, Florida. Our goal is to engage somewhere around 5,000 individuals in this process. Now, so what we aim to do when we come to each city is to build what we call a coalition prototype, the local coalition prototype that's designed for crime intervention advocacy. All right? So BFC Institute has put this together based on our research and our findings. And what we have found is that it's important to have a local volunteer team, your central organizational partners, a collaborative partner or partners, and the business affiliate. Without going into too much detail, just briefly wanted to introduce those concepts to you and so that you'll have some sense of what it is that we're bringing as we come to the city, each of the cities. And again, the idea is that we will be able to help the young men that we're targeting, as well as, more importantly, their families in the neighborhoods. What we realize is that these things permeate certain neighborhoods, unfortunately, certain value base, and we say that not to be disrespectful, but to explain that this is a root cause of the problem that we face and that many good people lack the support and the knowledge to resolve their issues. In this period now where people are concerned about the present administration in Washington, D.C., and often across their states and their cities, we will contend that it's more important that you know what you will do for yourself. And that's our goal, is to assist individuals in the process of doing for themselves. So as I mentioned, you can go to BFCinstitute.com and gain that information. How do you help us to get this information out and to share with others? We're at that webpage now, BFCinstitute.com. If we'll go back now to the homepage and hover over Contact Us, you'll notice that you can contact us directly with your name and contact information, any comment, that question you might have. But you also see highlighted below it the contribution page, where you can make a secure contribution via PayPal. But right now I want to turn your attention to the Back Store. Click on the Back Store tab. And at that Back Store, what you'll find are several items, promotional items for the organization. When you make your contribution of $50 or more, you will have an option of choosing two of any of these items that we have here. And the items are produced on demand. We have I mentioned to you the flipbook, the lecture flipbook, as well as the official lecture on DVD. But we also have a very useful and this handsome official portfolio, our pen, organizational pen, ink pen, I should say, and then there is a lapel pen. We want you to support us, and as you do so, again, you will have the option of choosing two of these, and those that give in denominations of $100 or more will be able to choose three or pick certain items of a higher end, such as the portfolio itself. But we certainly encourage individuals to dress out with us with our handsome T-shirt, and you can click on that to expand that to see what it looks like, as well as our official baseball cap, official drawstring bag, or the coffee mug. Now, in addition to that, we have also other print materials, the publication from the organization, which is basically a framework for fatherly instructions, understanding the male growth process. Click there and learn more about it. As well as our good friend and supporter, Reverend Ricky Waller, who is a former drug kingpin who spent time, came out, and was led by God to change his life and to go back to the community, in his words, in which he destroyed, and to bring hope to them. He is graciously sharing his life experience in print in the form of his book, very powerful book, Still High, where he describes how he grew out of the monster that he identified himself as becoming and how he took that information and wants to take it to other young men who are prone to get caught up in street life. My son is a freshman in college. I had him to read the book, and he found it to be very instructive and useful in terms of understanding how it is you get caught up in the trap, as the author describes, and the lure of certain things. So we're grateful that Pastor Waller is sharing with us. I believe the church he pastors is New Vision Church in Nashville, Tennessee. But his book is in our back store. And once you make a contribution or you purchase the book, he will in turn make a contribution to BFC Missions Incorporated. We are a 501c3 organization registered in the state of Tennessee. And we appreciate, again, every and all of your support in this process. So again, once you give at least a $50 contribution, that will help us bring our seminar series to those 10 cities we previously mentioned and to any other city that you would invite us to come. And once you, each individual that give their $50 support contribution, will be able again to choose two of these items, with the exception of the portfolio booklet. But those that give $100 or more can choose the portfolio booklet and two of the other items as well. Again, we want to thank you for tuning in to our broadcast today. This was an informational broadcast. It will re-air again on November the 29th at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. However, anyone can archive this show on our page at Blog Talk Radio, with BFC Institute, and you can access it on our webpage as well, bfcinstitute.com. But you can always go back and hear any of our episodes, particularly this one. And again, it will re-air again on the 29th of November. We will come back then on December the 1st, and our special guest then will be Magistrate Maurice Mohammed, who is the chief magistrate in Bessemer, Alabama, which is a suburb of Birmingham. As I mentioned, it's one of the cities that we're aiming to come to. We will be discussing with him a restorative justice model and looking at how essentially using the role of the courts, working with communities and families, we can turn certain things around and, again, bring hope and second chance to young men who are void of hope and lost in their way and don't know which way to go. So we are very hopeful and thankful in advance for each and every one of you who would hear this show for your support. Again, your contributions are tax deductible. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And those that give, we will provide documentation for you for tax filing purposes once you make your contribution. If you make your contribution between now and December 31st, we can include you on this year's tax contribution. So please do so today. Go on our website, www.bfcinstitute.com. If you're ready to make your contribution right away, you can go to the Contact Us page and click on the contribution page, or each of the other pages, most of them have a donate tab where you can click on it and it will take you directly to our donation page, PayPal, and you can make your secure donation there. We thank you again for your attention to this particular broadcast, which was a mini broadcast designed for informational purposes primarily, and we want to encourage you to join us on December the 1st for our next 90-minute full broadcast with our special guest, Chief Magistrate Maurice Mohammed of Bessemer, Alabama, and we will be able to share with you some very powerful information. We're going to leave this show today with a message from the OJs, and they tell us that we've got to give the people what the people want. Thank you for listening. Tune in to us again on December the 1st at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and we'll be happy to engage you and take your phone calls. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and you're listening to Talk Straight on Blog Talk Radio.
Give people what they want.